Hi, you're listening to Funny You Should Ask, the podcast of Belmont Wesley Fellowship. And I'm David Hollis. I'm your host and the campus minister for Belmont Wesley Fellowship. Today is August 3rd. That's the day I'm recording this podcast. You are probably hearing it maybe like mid-August or something, kind of depending on when we're putting things out. But we are beginning now in earnest to prepare for the start of a new academic year at Belmont University and at whatever university or school system situation you are attached to. And it's obviously unlike any academic year I've ever prepared for. We are at Belmont right now, as of today, doing in-person learning along with virtual and hybrid options. However, our campus ministry is going to be almost completely virtual. We will have some one-on-one hangout opportunities, safe, socially distanced, and all that jazz. But we will not be gathering in a large group situation for obvious reasons for probably quite some time. Obviously, depends a lot on how people behave and what goes on. But it's really different. And I've actually wanted, I've had an idea for a while of putting together a podcast series that focused on especially our new students, but really, you know, any of our students, because I don't think that any advice, if it's well-seasoned and well-reasoned advice, is ever anything to reject. And so I've thought for a while about what advice would you give to new students starting college. And so we're going to do a series called Somebody Told Me. Obviously, that is based on a song by, I don't know if it's Killers or The Killers. I need to look at that. I think really we should base almost everything on them and their music. I talked to someone connected with our campus ministry recently about going to campus with a sign. The meme of the guy at the card table with the prove me wrong or whatever it says. But mine would be Mr. Brightside is the most perfect song. I don't think you can find fault with that. There's really nothing about Mr. Brightside that I think can be challenged. So I stand firm on that. And Somebody Told Me, also a really good song. And so we're going to base our series, we're not going to actually have anything to do, I don't guess, with the song itself. It's going to be just called that. Hopefully we won't get sued or challenged by Killers or The Killers. Although it would be funny to say, like, The Killers threatened me. Like, that's just a funny thing to say. So what this whole thing is going to be about, and we're going to throw it open. We will have, I'm going to share a lovely Google form to ask people to contribute advice to students. And maybe if the advice, I want to try and challenge people to have, like, not just like the same old advice, like brush your teeth and do your homework. You know, that's great advice. Maybe some different advice, maybe some advice that maybe people would suggest given the situation that we're in with COVID. Maybe, again, it will be kind of odd advice or different advice. But if it's kind of different and odd enough to raise my suspicion or the suspicion of our students working on the podcast, then I think we would invite that person to be on the podcast. So hopefully that won't be a disincentive for you to share advice. But it would be one of those situations where we'd say, hey, tell me more about that and why that is your advice and what you mean, you know, when you say that. So, again, we have wanted for a while to have some other voices on here. Obviously hard to do when you can't really be close to someone else, but I think we're close to figuring out how to do that. And so we will have that soon. And maybe some of our students who just graduated or even maybe haven't graduated yet, but are looking back on their first semester of school and thinking, wow, I wish someone had told me that. Somebody told me. that. So we'll try that out, see how that works. My advice today is not going to be bizarre or weird or anything that I think probably people did tell me this, but I don't think I really took it to heart. And it's also going to be one of those that it's hard to deal with in the time of COVID, but I think it is crucial and it's essential. And that would be to new students, find the people who are really different from you and invest in them and spend time with them. And spend time with them with no agenda, if you can. Spend time with them not trying to make them like you, trying to make them see things your way, not trying to, like, you know, collect them as, like, these rare animals or creatures, but simply spend time with them, say, you know, again, hey, when you're able to, like, eat with people again, can we go get food? I'll buy. Or can we, you know, can we go get coffee or tea or whatever? And simply get to know them and get to know where they come from. Get to know maybe why you think it is that you're so different and maybe kind of drill into that a little bit. But again, I think so many relationships now, it's really hard to have relationships that are not kind of agenda driven. And, you know, I think your time in college is one of those times when you can do a good many things without much or even at all an agenda. And I say that because I really do find more and more that the challenges that we're dealing with in the world, throughout the world, I think it really has a lot to do with us not knowing each other. And that's not my idea. That's an idea that's been shared in tons of different ways. And I've heard it from many people. And I think, again, our rush to judge people, our rush to cancel people, sometimes when people do things, yeah, they probably need to get canceled, at least in terms of, like, their influence or their platform or whatever. But we don't cancel them, hopefully. We know that even people who do truly terrible things are people. They're not monsters, they're not some alien species. And so we don't really get to, I think at least, and the place that I'm coming from says, we don't get to just completely give up on them and say, yeah, to hell with them. So I really think it's worthwhile to figure out where people are coming from, where they actually came from, hometown, where they grew up, the situation in which they grew up. And oh my goodness, the time that I wish I had spent around people from other countries, other continents. Just the other day, I was thinking of a couple of people who were exchange students in high school, and I got to know them a little bit. You know, we hung out a little bit here and there. But I think if I had it to do over again, I would have spent every waking moment hanging out with them and getting to know their culture. And I think I probably would have insisted on me coming to hang out with them in their home country at some point. And, you know, some of that right now may be a ton of, like, I'm not real jazzed about a lot of things going on in America and, you know, haven't been for some time, and that's my own thing. That's a different podcast. But there's also just a lot of, you know, your view on so many things is kind of as big as your neighborhood a lot of times. And if your neighborhood is truly no bigger than, like, your actual neighborhood, the place where, you know, you grew up, or, you know, if you lived in the same neighborhood your whole life, or if you didn't get to know other neighborhoods, or you didn't visit other neighborhoods much, then you maybe have a really small view. And that's not meant to say that you're a terrible person or that you're dumb or ignorant or whatever else. It's just to say that genuinely is what life is like. Not all the time, and there are definitely exceptions, but I think that there's a lot to the notion of traveling and getting to know people from different backgrounds and different cultures and different religions and different mindsets, and what that does to expand and grow your neighborhood. And, you know, again, that comes with a price sometimes too. And I'm guilty a lot of times on of feeling or acting or being superior to other people because I've had the luxury of traveling and getting to know people from different neighborhoods. And I feel like, oh, my neighborhood is so massive and everyone is welcome in my neighborhood. And that's a lie. I definitely keep people out of my neighborhood. And I judge people and I, you know. And so I would love to see more and more students. It's great when you connect with people who are like you. That's a great feeling. And when you're going away to college or you're going away to school, that's a huge feeling of safety and security when you run into somebody. Maybe they're from your hometown or whatever else. And you know, that usually probably feels really good. And I think you should have friends like that. You should have people around you who they speak the same language down to the way that you speak the language or whatever, have the same accent. And at the same time, if you don't connect with people who are really radically different from you, then you really have not done much in that sense to grow your neighborhood. And I'm pretty convicted that there is at least a component of college that's what it's about. That it's about a safe place or safe space. And again, that has a lot of, you know, understanding and baggage and everything associated with that term. But it is a place where you can come together with people who are radically different, and you can talk and you can explore and you can eat together and play together and, you know, learn not just about, you know, physics or whatever you're learning, but also about maybe things that you have thought your whole life that they bring a challenge to. And again, hopefully not in like a super confrontational way or like, oh, you're so stupid, how could you think that? You know, that's not really helpful, even though I say it like all the time. But learning that you really have a ton in common and you're really kind of the same, even though you're radically different. And also the reason that you feel the way about the things that you feel about, that person probably has some kind of a mirror for why they feel about the things that they feel about that way so strongly and things. So that, again, is not like a super high-wire balancing act. It's awful hard right now. You know, sometimes it's easier said than done. It's easy to say, oh, go make friends, go talk to people who are totally not like you. And people, you know, sometimes can get weirded out if you try and do that. And so it's not totally easy. And it's not something that I've been great at. So be kind to yourself in that situation. But I really would encourage you to give that a try and see what that looks like. So like I said, we're going to be posting this at least on Belmont Wesley Fellowship's Facebook page. We'll post the poll on there, and maybe we'll try and share it in other ways too. Not a poll, but a response thing. And you can share. Now, I guess probably a caveat I should give. Maybe don't have the advice be don't go to college. Like, I get that that's totally a way of going about the world and a completely valid way of conducting life, and we need actually more of that in terms of saying, hey, just because you go to college doesn't mean that you're better, or just because you don't go to college doesn't mean you're better. But at the same time, the whole point of this situation is, hey, you already find yourself in college. So the don't go to college, that's a different thing that we might do at some point, but that's not what we're doing now. So your advice would be for someone who already is registered for, you know, Chem Lab or whatever they're doing. I went really STEM heavy on my examples today, so I hope you're proud of that, all of you who want to do that. I could not be more not STEM. Most of you know that. So, again, I hope you'll share this with people who maybe have interesting advice, or maybe you have interesting advice to be a part of our hopefully award-winning series, Somebody Told Me. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.